Welcome to the Lead Defend Podcast, a show designed to help you grow in faith and leadership as you navigate the stages of young adulthood. We address important faith topics and provide practical life tips, helping you build up your faith as you engage a changing culture. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Lead Defend. This is Brock, and today I have with me Rob Phillips. Rob, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we did one episode with your friend Roger, which you've either just heard or about to hear. But Rob, you're up here with this Mormon Apologetics Conference that we're having here at First Baptist Rogers. But Rob is the Associate Executive Director of the Missouri Baptist Convention. He holds a degree in journalism from Oklahoma Baptist University. You've been certified in apologetics with the North American Mission Board, which many of us are big fans of and affiliated with here in Arkansas. But you've also written quite a few books, 12, I believe, to be exact. Potentially one of the most pertinent to those listening to this podcast would be the Apologetics or the Apologist Toolkit.
The Apologist Toolkit.
Tell us a little bit about the Apologist Toolkit.
Yeah, well, the Apologist Toolkit came about through a series of columns that I wrote for The Pathway, which is our state paper,
right,
on a variety of topics, and found out that it was a pretty popular series, and so we put those together into 70 very short chapters.
It's good that you clarified short chapters, because someone listening to this thinking 70 chapters might think, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, each chapter takes about 10 minutes
to
read, and then it has questions for personal or group study after it. And so we put that together on a variety of topics, everything from the existence of God to how do I know the Bible is true, to counterfeit forms of Christianity, like Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses, world religions, and cults, and a variety of other topics like that. And so that's been a popular resource for Missouri Baptists, and I'm glad to say for others as well. And we still have that. That's available at Amazon and other booksellers, but we also sell quite a few at a deeply discounted rate to churches that want them for their youth groups or for other studies. And so we're always happy to do that.
Wow, that's awesome. It's always great to have those types of resources. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the importance of having an apologetics network and resources at your disposal, whether you're a church or you're a small group leader, youth pastor, whatever you might be. But Rob, you are the Associate Executive Director of Missouri Baptist Convention. What does the executive director of the Southern Baptist or Missouri Baptist Convention do?
Well, mostly I help our executive director with he's got so much on his plate. I help him kind of manage his speaking calendar, help stand in for him when we have events where he's just double booked or not able to be there, help him with the direction of our missionary staff. And then continue in the role that I had before that, which is managing our communications and our media technology and events group. So just a wide variety of support ministries that we have for our staff.
Now, on the Missouri Baptist website, you are listed on the page to bring in for conferences, apologetic events like this. Tell us a little bit about your story, how you came to know Christ, but then also, where did your passion for apologetics kind of begin?
Yeah. Well, I was saved as an adult. I had the very good fortune being raised in a strong Christian home. Made a profession of faith and was baptized when I was 5. But as I got older, just constantly had doubts that I really couldn't remember that, not sure I was sincere, and just struggled with that till I got off, you know, got on my own.
Yeah.
And then I just drifted away and explored a lot of different belief systems. I believed in reincarnation for a while. I'm not sure I ever swung all the way to atheism, but certainly agnosticism.
Wow.
And met a young lady in college, Nancy, and she gently and persistently encouraged me to go to church with her.
That'll do it.
And every time I did, I felt like the pastor was poking me in the chest.
Oh, yeah.
And it finally got so bad, I called the pastor, you know, to the house, and
yeah.
I said, I'm 28 years old. I'm afraid to go to sleep at night. I'm afraid if I die, I'm going to go to hell.
Yeah.
And he talked me through the gospel and about having a personal relationship with Christ. And so we knelt there in our living room, and I received Christ, and he, you know, dramatically changed my life. About a year or so later, my doorbell rang one Saturday morning, and there were two ladies from the local Kingdom Hall.
Okay.
And I invited them in, and we sat down and talked. We had a really nice conversation for about 30 seconds. And then they proceeded to just tear me up one side and down the other about beliefs. And we finally got on the subject of the deity of Christ. And I'll never forget the older of the two ladies who was leading leaned forward, and she poked her index finger on my Bible, and she said, "You show me in here where Jesus ever said, 'I am God.'"
Hmm.
And of course, that's a trick question,
right?
Because Jesus does say that, not in the English, and he obviously demonstrates his deity through all kinds of ways. But she really had me stumped, and I sat there and hemmed and hawed, and she finally stood up, and the other young lady stood up with her, and she said, "You know what? We'll come back another time when you're better prepared." And the Lord really used that. I mean, I was sick to my stomach the whole day.
A little bit of a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah. But the Lord really used that to say, you know what? It's one thing to say you're a follower of me, but it's another thing to really know who I am and what I did.
Yeah.
And so that kind of launched my interest in Christian apologetics.
Wow. So, you know, you're passionate now about learning why you believe what you believe. What were some of the first steps? Because I guarantee you everyone listening has had a conversation like that, varying degrees, but they've been stumped with a question, whether it was by a friend, family member over Thanksgiving dinner, or it was just a video, a reel that they were scrolling through on TikTok or Instagram, and they felt stumped, and they're like, you know what? I need to learn more. What were some of the first steps that you took to begin to strengthen your apologetic abilities?
Yeah, well, since I was primarily challenged on the person and work of Christ.
You started there.
Started there, learning more about Jesus, his deity, but also his full humanity, the uniqueness of Jesus as the only person in history who's fully divine and fully human, one person with two natures. And then what did he accomplish? What did he come to earth to do? What was the reason for his death? Did he rise physically or spiritually from the dead? And when he did rise physically from the dead, what did he accomplish for us? And then how do I know Jesus? What are the requirements for forgiveness of sin and being restored to a right relationship with God? So it was really an exploration of the basics. And shortly after that, we developed a year-long program called a doctrines class at our church that I was allowed to lead. And we focused 1 month on a key doctrine, like the Bible, 1 month, and then Jesus, the Trinity, salvation, the church, spiritual gifts, things like that. And so I've always benefited, I think, from learning the fundamentals and rehearsing them and repeating them. And that's really where I got started, and that's really where I feel most comfortable is staying within those fundamentals, because I think biblical illiteracy is really a huge problem in our churches.
Yeah. So there's really kind of two sides to apologetics. One, you have to know the truth, and that's a lot of what you're talking about. Hey, let's actually know what we believe and be able to point in Scripture to the places and the spaces where it talks about this, where these doctrines are built out, whether it's mentioned specifically or it's a systematizing of these different verses together. So on one side, we need to know the truth. Then the other side of apologetics is, how do I communicate and present that truth in a persuasive and reasonable way? And so if someone's started with learning the basics and now they're ready to take the next step and how do I communicate this? And, you know, there's a lot of theories of apologetics that are out there. Where would you encourage people to start?
Yeah. To me, the one thing we can all do, of course, is what Peter writes about in 1 Peter 3:15 and 16, to set apart the Lord God in our hearts and always be ready to give a defense. A defense really comes from a Greek noun, apologia, apologetics. Be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks reason for the hope that's in us, but doing so with gentleness and respect. So to me, sometimes the thing that has been most helpful or most productive is to have a respectful conversation with someone and say, you know, let's talk about Jesus. You know, who do you believe that Jesus is. What do you believe Jesus did? And listen mm-hmm. respectfully. And that may buy you the opportunity to say, thanks for sharing that. Can I tell you yeah. what I believe the Bible says about who Jesus is? It's non-confrontational. It shows the other person you sincerely care about them. Mm-hmm. You've heard them. You've listened to them. And then hopefully it opens a door for you yeah. to share.
I think when some people think about apologetics in their mind, it's someone who's really, really smart and at times potentially a little bit aggressive. Mm-hmm. But you're saying one of the best apologetic methods is just say, hey, can you ask a good question? Can you ask a friend a good question? And with that mentality of, and I think sometimes, and I'll show my cards a little bit here, the misconception that apologetics is just for really, really smart people. Is apologetics for everyone? Or is it just for the people who are going to school to study it? Is it just for the person who can be really good at debating? Or is this something that God expects from all of us to do?
He does expect it from all of us. And the passage I cited a minute ago, 1 Peter 3:15, mm-hmm. He's not writing to elders.
Yeah.
He's not writing to apostles. He's not writing to missionaries. He's writing to all of us
yeah.
and saying we should always be ready to give an answer for the reason of the hope that's in us. So it is a responsibility of all of us. Some people are more gifted mm-hmm. in debate, more gifted in public speaking, more gifted in reasoning things out. But everybody who's a follower of Jesus has a personal testimony. Jesus has changed their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they can share that in mm-hmm. varying ways. And the more they grow in their understanding of Scripture, just the better equipped they are.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that for a second. You know, it's important for us to think about our testimonies in sharing our faith and in apologetics, because in some areas of the church, the personal testimony is placed at a really high priority. Other places, that personal testimony, it's not given a negative connotation, but maybe it's not prioritized as much because a Mormon can have a personal testimony. A Muslim can have a personal testimony, and what they say or feel or believe that God has done in their heart, you know, is that how do we show a distinction between what God's done in us and them to where it's not just subjective? What are maybe some good tips and how we should think about our own personal testimony when sharing the truth of Christ?
Yeah, it's true that everybody has their own story.
Yeah.
Whether they're an atheist, a Muslim, a Lutheran, Pentecostal, we all have our story of faith or departure from that faith. And that story is important, but for us, our story is grounded in reality.
Yes.
It's grounded in the historical reality of a real Jesus, the historical reality of the Word mm-hmm. of God. And the historical reality of eyewitnesses who saw the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and turned the world upside down
yeah.
with it. So our testimony is important. I think the special value of our testimony is that it is grounded in the Word of God. We are commanded to share our faith with others. But we're not commanded to save anybody else.
Yeah.
That's the job of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
So once we have shared our testimony grounded in the reality of biblical truth,
mm-hmm.
then it's up to the Holy Spirit to draw that person to Christ.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this podcast and you've always wondered, is apologetics for you? Maybe you've listened for the leadership content that we provide, but the apologetics has always seemed a little daunting or out of reach. Know that this is something for you. If you've been saved by Jesus, if you have a relationship with Him, if you're following Him, then He wants you to be able to give a defense for the hope that He has given you so others can have that hope. Now, as Rob said, it might not mean you're standing on a conference stage or you're out in the public speaking space of a college university taking Q&A questions, but you can have those individual one-on-one questions with coworkers, families, and friends. Now, Rob, you mentioned to me earlier that in Missouri, you guys have a really unique resource, and it's this network, this apologetics network. It's important for those listening, whether they're looking for opportunities and events to know more about apologetics, or they're just looking to find more online resources or books, things like you've produced. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in Missouri and how people here in Arkansas might be able to benefit from it.
Sure. Well, about 10 years ago, I had a person contact me because they saw I was doing apologetic speaking around the state.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she said, you know, there are a lot of really good pastors and lay people in Missouri who have a passion for apologetics. You ought to see if you can find some way to network us together.
Get these people together.
And so we started a process of trying to identify some of those folks. So we have about 24 pastors and lay leaders across Missouri who are active members of Missouri Baptist churches. They agree that anything they believe and teach is not in conflict with the Baptist Faith and Message 2000. And they have some area of expertise in apologetics. So we vet them. They have to have letters of recommendation. And then we welcome them in. And then they have a landing page on our website. And they can have contact information. So if people want them to come and they're in their part of the state, or they have that area of expertise they need help with, they can come. For example, we have one, a former atheist who is now a pastor and is excellent sharing his faith and his journey from atheism to finding saving faith in Christ. We have several who have expertise in the creation versus evolution debate. We have former Jehovah's Witnesses. We have former Mormons. We have those who are gifted in Islam, those who are gifted in arguments for the existence of God, and a wide variety of other apologetics areas. And so what we try to do is make Missouri Baptists and others aware of who these people are, what their area of expertise is, and how they can reach them. So if you go to our website, which is mobaptist.org.
And that's mobaptist.org.
Exactly. And then click on the apologetics tab. You will see where the Apologetics Network is there, how you can contact members of the Apologetics Network if you'd like to reach out to them. There's also a tab there for apologetics resources where they can order books on, like, the Apologist Toolkit.
Yes.
We have books on the Trinity, salvation, the return of Christ, the book of life, Islam, same-sex attraction, and a variety of other topics.
That's great. It's important to know where we can get help, because sometimes I think people just don't know. And when they're kind of left in their just trying to figure things out, sometimes they never know how to take the step forward. And so I thank you for putting things like this together to help churches and church leaders provide these resources to their churches. And you can go again to mobaptist.org to find a lot of those resources. We at the Arkansas Baptist State Convention have similar resources and people you can contact there, but don't be afraid to contact our friends up north. As he just mentioned, there's a lot of people, regardless of what your church is wanting to go through or check out, they have speakers that they can provide in a whole host of areas. Now, Rob, you mentioned that a lot more people had this kind of started out of a notice that there's a lot of other people getting really involved in apologetics, really interested in apologetics, maybe even more so in a way than we saw 10, 15, 20 years ago. Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm older, and my generation largely accepted things as they were.
Yeah.
And if you were told something is true, then you pretty much accepted something is true. It's kind of a generational feature of ours. But younger generations are more questioning, more challenging about that. They also tend to be a little bit more relativistic. Well, that's fine that you have your beliefs. You have your truth.
Why does this make any difference
for me? But I have my truth. You know, so I think part of it is a generational difference. But one of the great things that I have seen, particularly within our apologetics network, is a lot of our members are in their late 20s, early 30s, 40s. And they just have a passion for defending the faith, and they speak into their own generation much better than an old guy like me does.
Well, we hope that you guys will take advantage of these resources. Rob wants to help you. Again, you can go to mobaptist.org. Rob, are there any other ways that people can connect with you or see the resources that you might have if they want to hear more and follow you?
Yes, I have a website. It's once delivered onceDelivered.net, onceDelivered.net. And there it's got my calendar and availability for speaking engagements. It also has information about the apologetics resources that we provide and weekly posts on apologetic topics.
Well, that's awesome. So make sure to check out that website. Rob, thank you again for coming. And those of you who want to hear more about apologetics here in the state of Arkansas, make sure to go to leaddefend.org and check out the Lead Defend Conference. Get signed up for our spring apologetics conference. Lead Defend for high school and college students, and Lead Defend Foundations for your middle school and junior high students. We would love to see you there.
That's it for this episode of Lead Defend. To hear more episodes from the Lead Defend crew, visit absc.org/podcasts. If you liked what you heard, rate and review us on your favorite podcast listening site. Want to learn more information about the next Lead Defend conference? Visit leaddefend.org.